Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, March 13th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, our personal technology commentator, Rick Miller. Birthdays. Neil Sedaka is 74 today. Actress Dana Delaney is 57. On this day in history, gotta tell you, kind of thin today. On March 12, 1942, the U.S. Army launches the K-9 Corps.
This is Sandy, a 3-year-old German Shepherd. She is receiving her advanced obedience training here at the United States Army Infantry Center at Fort Benning, Georgia. As a member of a scout dog platoon, Sandy is one of hundreds of Army dogs who go to battle with a soldier to help detect the hidden enemy.
In 1868, the impeachment trial of President Andrew Johnson begins. He had fired the Secretary of War without the approval of the Senate. From the History Channel.
Take no prisoners was his attitude. And of course, that inspired the other side to fight back in the same way, and that's why he was impeached.
By violating the Tenure of Office Act, Johnson gave the radicals in Congress an excuse to get rid of him. Articles of impeachment were drafted.
Ultimately, the Senate narrowly voted against removing Andrew Johnson from office. At the top of the charts in 1972, it's Neil Young and Heart of Gold. This is from an early live performance.
I want to live. I want to give. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. It's these expressions I never give that keep me searching for a heart of gold. And I'm getting old.
On the KETR events calendar, the Senior Film Society meets in the W. Walworth Harrison Public Library in Greenville on the second Friday of every month at 3 p.m. And this is for adults who enjoy classic films. And so the Film Society meets this Friday, tomorrow, at 3. The films are shown on a big screen with auditorium-quality sound. And the program is always free, and popcorn and drinks are served to all guests. For information about this month's film, please call 903-457-2992, 903-457-2992, or see events at KETR.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Rick Miller, our commentator on personal technology. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Rick, our thought for the day is from the great Lily Tomlin, who said, I always wanted to be somebody, but now I realize I should have been more specific.
She was here, you know.
You would
70s.
Know. Yeah. Rick used to do bookings for the Memorial Student Center back in the day and met a lot of famous people who came here and performed. Lily Tomlin, And of course, Jimmy Buffett is the one that that we talk about the most. And the Carpenters, and oh my goodness, what a list that was. Yeah. Well, Rick, this is South by Southwest week in Austin. And of course, it started mainly as a music and a film festival, but it's become very much more about. Not more about, but very much about new technology, too.
It has evolved since the days we'd go to Austin and just listen to music.
So now this week we're reading a lot about wearables, and this was something that came up during the Consumer Electronics Show back in January in Las Vegas. So wearables are the hot thing when it comes to technology.
That seems to be the whole health and wellness theme at South by Southwest. Was the wearables, and they had Shaq O'Neal down there hyping the Fit Band, which we talked about at length on here. But they've got things that are doing the same sort of thing and variations of it, like the Spree Fitness headband. It will track your distance, your speed, your time, your heart rate, your calories, and your temperature. It just fits around your head, and as you run or exercise, it records and tracks all that data. Garmin, the GPS people.
Right.
They have one that tracks activity and warns when you're too inactive because you set your goals with it. So if during the day you take a big, long lull without moving, it'll let you know, hey, get it up moving.
And we're reading more and more about that, the danger of sitting still for too long.
Exactly.
Get up and move every so often. I can see how these things also could be very helpful in athletics, not just for personal fitness, but for a basketball team, football team, for athletes to be wearing this kind of thing and the trainers to be monitoring them during a game.
I think if you had a person that's on the mend, or if you had a person that is working with one of our strengths coaches, to be able to see how much better they're doing. I'm thinking in terms of non-athletic use, a person that's in rehab, like after a heart attack or after a surgery, to be able to monitor that.
We're talking with Rick Miller, our commentator on new developments in personal technology. Now, you're telling me something about that is coming along called a smart bed.
The smart bed was really interesting, and many of you may have seen the Sleep Number Bed X12 commercial, and it got me intrigued. So my wife and I decided to go over to the Smart Number store, and we actually got fitted for it. We did it separate times. They find your ideal number. Then you get to pick what kind of bed platform and what kind of mattress you want. And the new one that's come out, it has, I don't know how many different kinds of sensors in it, but it does what a regular smart bed does. It can put you into zero gravity, in the position for zero gravity, which I thought was wonderful, which my wife thought was horrible.
Now, how does that work exactly?
Well, what it does is it raises your feet and your knees at an angle, and it raises your head at an angle and puts you to where there's absolutely no real hot spot on your bones or muscles. And so that's pretty neat. It has a massage built into it. It also collects sleep data. And so it'll tell you how restless you are during the night. It tells you about your respiratory. It tells you about your heart rate. If you got up and down, I guess if you're a problematic sleepwalker, you know, then it would let you know that sort of stuff too.
But you're saying that these very, very advanced mattresses,
yes,
are you said they start at $10,000 to $12,000.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the start. That's the jump off point for it.
But now there was one feature that we were talking about a while ago. A lot of people would say that sounds pretty good, and that is that you can control your partner's snoring.
Oh yeah. Well, the thing about it, the X12 is voice controlled. So let's say I'm sleeping at night or trying to sleep, and I'm snoring. Melinda is bothered by it, but she didn't want to reach over there and whack me. So it hasn't stopped her in the past. But instead of reaching over and whacking me, she could just take her little control and go, sleep number, partner, snore. And it would either elevate it or lower it just incrementally to where I get out of that snore pattern.
Every time we talk, I think about the year 2525, Rick. We're just whether for good or for ill, we're headed that way.
And we're almost there.
We're getting there. Hey, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Hey, keep it coming.
Rick Miller, who is our commentator on personal technology, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.